the shot, right? In the club. Shine took the beef, right? Diddy didn't show up for Shine at all, right? So was that the whole play the whole time? Was that the play the whole time, right?
Oh, to get Shine hemmed up?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know, right? Because then it happened just spur of the moment.
I think Diddy went off. He got caught up. Shine took the fall. He took the money. Again, we got to realize.
Did he rat him out, though?
Did he? No, no, listen.
Maybe Diddy did.
Diddy ratted him out.
That's what I'm saying.
Diddy ratted his ass out. Plus, on top of that, he sent people to testify against Shine.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't give him an option.
Not even close. So,
right. So shouldn't he be mad and not come home and take millions from Diddy when he leaves the jail?
Well, I mean, the man just got sent. He was just doing 12 years. I mean, that's... If anything, that's what's reparations.
I'm gonna ask you another question too. It's like, Shine is now the Prime Minister of Belize.
Yeah.
His father was Prime Minister before that.
Yeah.
So what was he doing hanging out in the club shooting off guns with J-Lo and Diddy if his father was Prime Minister of a country? What was he doing?
I mean, what are you supposed to say about that?
I don't see Justin Trudeau shooting up anybody.
Yeah, but I mean...
Whoa.
I mean...
Just saying.
We can say other things. He doesn't have to shoot up anybody, but you can bring a country to your knees. He's, you know what I mean? Minister. Like, what is it worth? One shot or, like, 30 million people? You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about
right,
it.
I know hard body want to go off on this
one,
right?
I want to listen. Let's talk about
but
it.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't know, right? Like, we don't know what Justin has done. You know what I'm saying? Right?
You know what I'm saying? What are you talking about? You can't even compare Justin Trudeau to somebody like Shine. I know where Digi's going, right? It's like, okay. But look, how many people you know how many people in your life that you know came from wealthy backgrounds but went to a different path?
I mean, I know plenty.
Okay. So
well, usually that's like, I say that's the gateway. Usually, you know what I'm saying? You know, you go to private school and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Those are the kids that got the money to do the things.
And how many?
You know what I mean? Parents ain't home. Parents are gone on vacation, or parents are working two jobs to pay for the big house. You know what I'm saying? Kids is home alone. Here, honey, here's $50. Here's $100. Yo, that's how the trouble start, bro.
And
you know what I mean?
And I'm hearing, you know, and I'm hearing a lot of different things here too with a certain group out here in the city. You know what I mean? Where it's like their families are so rich, but they're in the streets and they're shooting. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's like,
how many?
You know what I'm saying?
How many?
So okay, Shine's father was a prime minister in Belize. However, Shine was in New York.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he can't be an artist.
You know what I mean?
Well, doesn't that shine on the other things we're talking about anyway? Because, I mean, these people are being influenced by this silly music put out by these strange people with their baby oil. And they're acting out. They're acting out, right? So, I mean, are they just listening to the music and acting the fool and not listening to their parents because they don't have to? Is that what it is?
Well, first things first, we don't know the situation between Shine and Shine's father, right? And Shine's mother. You know what I mean? Because Shine grew up in Brooklyn, right? So we don't know the situation with that, right? Maybe Shine's father wasn't even in his life until his son was in prison, right? And then he had to get deported, right? Because Shine could no longer be in America. So he got deported back to Belize.
With his millions.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, regardless if his family had money or not, you know what I mean? I mean, apparently how the story went too is that like some dude was in the club getting very lippy with Diddy, right?
Yeah.
And you know, Diddy at that time had Wolf, and I don't know if y'all know who Wolf is, right?
Yeah, we know about Wolf.
You know what I'm saying? Right? So, you know, it's like, it's hard to say because A, we not there. B, we'll probably never really know. You know what I'm saying? So really, it's all kind of speculation. You know what I'm saying?
Or even, why is Diddy busting off in the club? He doesn't have security to do that. I mean, all the things Gene Deal speaks about, he couldn't have busted off for Diddy.
Sometimes you can't take the hood out the boy, right?
You know?
You know, and obviously, the nice clean cut Diddy we see ain't Diddy.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? That yeah. ain't the real
that
person.
Ain't the real
we don't
dude.
Know who he is. We right. really don't know who he is.
We don't.
We don't know who he is.
But
1,000 friends, 1,000 faces, right? You know what I'm saying? Right?
I mean, you know, even when the video of him beating Cassie came out. You know what I mean?
Hey, okay, so tell me this, right? You got this,
he
right?
He paid the hotel 50 G's to keep that on the wrap.
Sounds a little cheap, no?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Like, you telling me Insider or 60 Man or any one of these things, right? You know, Joe, ain't nobody paying? Uh-huh. Ain't nobody paying more than 50 G's for that? Uh-huh. Yo, come on, 50's enemies? Uh-huh. Right? You know what I mean? Like, how you gonna keep that on rap for, what was it, 7 years?
No.
7 years?
No.
And it wasn't light.
That wasn't light, bro.
Right?
That wasn't light at all, you know? But, I mean, hey, look, that just goes to show, right? Now there's two things, right? That goes to show, A, that, you know, that's how much pull he has. You know what I mean? Or B, that maybe somebody was keeping that
in the pocket.
In the pocket.
Yeah, he's a billionaire, right?
And I'm thinking the latter, right?
He's
there.
A billionaire.
Somebody was keeping it in the pocket.
Uh-huh.
For yeah. this specific time.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And
60 million ain't enough for you? You sure? Going once. Going twice. Mm-hmm. Sold.
Well, I mean, he had a $100 million deal with Ciroc, right?
No, it was 60.
Yeah, 100.
It was a hundo.
It was a hundo.
And that wasn't enough. 100 million a year ain't enough. I heard the problem actually came out with his tequila label, and they were trying to market it like specifically for
just urban.
Yeah, in the hood or whatever,
want,
right?
Yeah, he wanted to expand it into like the white neighborhoods and the white, and you know, he didn't want it to just be for black people.
Yeah, he wanted to overcome his master.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Master said no.
Master said, hell no. He said, yeah? By next week, you're going to be working in Alaska?
So dress warm. So dress warm.
Yo, it's crazy how they can destroy you tomorrow, man.
That's it, bro.
It's crazy,
That's
man.
That's it.
You know, I'm not saying what he's doing is right, but we know there's a lot more factors here.
And no wonder he got 250 cameras in his cribs. You know what I mean? He getting dirt on everybody.
Bro, super.
Those are his contingency plans.
Super paranoid. Super paranoid.
Was he paranoid or was he being
Epsteinish? Yeah. Like when you start blackmailing people, bro. Like, I mean, come on, taping them against their will and stuff like that, you know, drugging them first and then taping against their will and then saying, oh really? I think I need that over there. Oh no, I can't give you that pay. Oh, you sure about that? Yo, let me send you this real quick here. All of a sudden, you're looking at it. Come on, man. How many people they had him, right? You know, the Kardashians are involved in this. You know what I'm saying? This is absolutely insane, man.
Prince of, what's his name? Was it Harry?
Prince William.
Oh.
He's got a lot.
Not William, the old guy. Was it old guy?
No. No, Andrew.
Andrew. Oh, well, Andrew making his rounds, right?
Andrew was at
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Andrew been making his rounds, and he only got a slap. Did anything ever happen to Andrew?
Man, ain't nothing happened to
He's
you.
He's still chilling in the house, man.
You know what I mean?
Stay inside, guys.
Yo, stay inside, you're grounded.
No doubt. No doubt, man.
Yeah, man, it's ill. It's ill. It's really ill, bro, you know? But, like, yeah, like, we don't know, right? We don't know. And
there's a lot of couch casting, bro. You know what I mean? I heard this ever since I was a teenager. You know what I mean? Couch casting, it's been going on, man.
What's couch casting?
Well, you know, favor for favor. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The couch casting, come on, man.
Couch, that's it. Yeah.
You know it's crazy, too, because, you know, the story, you know, because Wolf, like, you know, Wolf was Diddy's guy for a long time, right? And then Wolf ended up, you know, connecting BMF with Diddy. You know what I'm saying? And so Wolf ended up getting killed outside of, if I'm not mistaken, it was outside of Magic City. By somebody that he sent to go work with Southwest T, which is Big Meech's brother, right? Mm. You know, Diddy had owed. So this is how the story goes: is that Wolf invested in Bad Boy in the beginning, and Diddy owed Wolf huge, a lot of money. And when Wolf started to see how messy Diddy was, he wanted to remove himself from that. Diddy didn't want to pay his money, and Diddy thought because he had, you know, he was partying with Meech and those guys, that he was, you know, he was untouchable. So, you know, basically the story goes is that, you know, Wolf had sent a shooter to go work with BMF. And one of Wolf's baby mothers was in the club with BMF. And he went in there, kind of got a little rough. Meech was like, y'all, you can't be doing that shit here. He left, right? He was waiting for them to come out. Shots went off. And then when that shooter that Wolf had hooked up with BMF came out, they thought it was peace. And then that boy laid him down. He laid Wolf down and Wolf's man. And that's how Wolf got returned, right?
Yo, on a lighter note, is Wolf not the dad of that short boy for Diddy? Because that's not Diddy's kid. You say Wolf looked like that boy looked like Wolf, man.
Which one?
The light-skinned one, the short one.
Not Albie Sure's son
that he stole. The other one.
Quincy?
Quincy, yeah. Justin.
Justin.
They say that's Wolf's kid.
Yeah, I seen a little something on that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I ain't seen the DNA test.
A little messed up in the freak off, man.
They say that same thing about Jay-Z's daughter, man. Blue Ivy is what's his name? Tata. Is his name Tata? What's his name? Yeah, Tata or something like that. That's his. You know, and that's the thing, right? We will never know. You'll never know, right?
I know who my dad is.
You know.
That's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
That's a good thing.
Love so, you know, and with that, you know, we moved in from that flavor in the ear. You know what I mean? Then we went in. It's all about the Benjamins, baby. Another production by your man's P. Diddler, what? And, no, it's all good. Yo, 50. 50's my man, though. 50's coming hard, man. He just sold a document. He just sold a docu to Netflix called Did He Do It? Did He Do It? Did He Do It? Yo, man. And 50 been saying it from the beginning, man. You know? But there's some things about 50 too, right? You know,
they did it for the fame, man.
Him and Soulja Boy.
They did it for the fame, bro.
Well, Game always said that was a sausage party over there, right?
Yep.
You know, so.
Yep.
I mean, whoa.
You know, Pimp C was saying it a long time. He gone too.
That's funny. Yep. Funny, all the people.
People be disappearing when they speak out, man.
You know, man.
Yep.
So you gotta be careful out here, man.
You do.
Don't wait up. You know, man.
Yo. So with that being said.
Yo, let's drop that PSA real quick.
Drop that PSA.
Peace.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Chaka Khan, what you tell me what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arm, let me feel you with my charm, Chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one to keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
all up on the beat. Chaka Khan, let me rock you, let me rock Chaka Khan. Let me rock you, got the feel for you, the feel for you.
Y'all,
peace, peace.
Had to run that Chaka Khan. I feel for you.
Ooh.
I think I love you.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun. You know, so we wrapping it up at the end of the show. You know what I mean? And y'all, you got any shout outs today?
Let me think about it. You know what? Like on a different.
Miss Lady J, what's up?
All right. All right, you know, K-Sweet, what's going on out there, big girl? You know what I'm saying? Gala Beret, you know? Like to shout out, you know, on a different note, you know, my cousin, you know, her grandmother passed away and stuff. I'd just like to, you know, New York and everything over there, and just like, you know, to the whole family over there, just like to send my condolences, you know. Shout out, you know what I mean? Rest in peace, right? My cousin B, what's up, big dog? You know, finesse out there, you know what I'm saying? Let's see, you know, Jay Bourne, you know what I'm saying? You know, First Lady, you know, Jess, you know what I'm saying? Kay Hill, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's my list today, man.
What about yourself? Did you?
Yeah, I think I already did my shout out. I'll say it again. Miss Lady J, shout out to you. Thank you for all you do. You're a wonderful human being. And to my two sons, Jalen and Reese, thank you for being the great boys you are. Your father loves you.
That's peace. That's peace.
That is peace, man. And that's what we need to do, man. We need us fathers to step up out here. You know what I'm saying? Right? Can't leave these kids abandoned out here. You know what I mean? Be a man. And Funk Diddy, you know, I used to call my play tennis with Funk Diddy, you know. I guess I got to get a new name for Funk Diddy now, right? Can't call him Funk Diddy anymore, you know what I'm saying? So, yo, man, to my man Funk, he always say, be a man. Be a man in his Vietnamese accent, man.
Be a man.
You know? Be a man, man. Be just shout man. Out Funk Diddy.
No doubt, man. I just want to say, you know, peace to my brother Wise Prince Allah. You know, his brother's always been there for me. You know, since I had knowledge of self. And, you know, I want to say peace to my old earth. You know, my mother, you know, for giving me birth. You know what I'm saying? I want to say peace to my sister.
Peace, Mom, dude.
You know what I'm saying? I want to say peace to my Uncle Henry. I know I seen that he was tapping in on the live earlier.
What's you know that? H.P. Brown there?
True indeed.
Nice, you know what I mean? Man. Legend. Vancouver you know, legend, man.
Peace to the gods, peace to the earth. You know, today's supreme mathematics is wisdom. You know what I mean? And wisdom is to be wise. And wise is to show discernment and good judgment. You know what I mean? So always show good judgment. You know what I'm saying? With everything that you're dealing with. Don't take anything on face value. Always do the knowledge twice. You figure, deal me? And with that, I got to say
peace. Next week. Run it out, Digi.
Yeah. It's like that, eh?
It's like that, man.
Just like that,
it's
eh?
Like that.
All the peeps in Alberta, stand up, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario,
Ottawa,
Newfoundland,
Toronto, New Brunswick.
It's a new Canada out here.
Whistler, Squamish.
It's a new Canada out
Chilliwack,
here.
Abbotsford.
It's a new Canada out here.
Lulu Island, 36th District.
Out here.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Shout out to any yo, shout out to Fire Pin and the whole Fire Productions, too.
FPP.
FPP. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole FPP.
Namilla Popular, you know what I'm saying? Yo, go check Marshall out, you know. What do they call that spot right now? You know, I'm so old school, I call it the Turf.
The Turf.
If anyone knows down by Patella Bridge, you know, Marshall every Friday, you know, he be throwing nights and stuff like that, you know. He goes by Eclipse and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big up the squad.
Bo, 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 bo,
didn't know the flow was fat like Joe. Yo, nigga, they know that I'm back, man. You're whack, man. I eat a rapper like a Pac-Man. I figured they bring it straight from the cellar. Varela, packin' more hits the loop panella. I swallow, nigga, in his eye. If he test me, you don't impress me. Yeah, yo, books kick the rest, G. One time for your mind. Hey, yo, what up? The crew bringin' the ruckus. Yeah. No doubt we's the roughest dream team. Reign supreme like a cutlass getting duckers. The dope, you can't touch the flow. No. It's me, the nigga with G. The B, double O-K-S. So say yes and bust your caliber when I pop shit and rock shit like Metallica. Stays through the heart of them snake fake niggas.
got more miracles than Smokey. Won't be no discussion. Strictly head crushing, lead rushing through your body. You're in my game to feel like riding like powder. I'm back up in that ass, G can plow. And now we got the game to a T like how. Allow me to introduce myself and my peak. Straight from the sewer, staying true to the streets. Well, it be me crazy, crazy, bringing up the rear. I swear, we got to hold it down there, yeah. So there, now let me crack a beer, kick my feet up, turn the heat up, and smiggity smoke all the weed up. The kids are eat up with the style that's the newest. My crew is getting more run than Carl Lewis. It's from the sewers, now you see me on the top. So stop and recognize the niggas on your block. On the block. To the hip, dip, the hop, you don't stop. Kit to the texture, but this style of mine is well defined like Webster's. Ain't about a nigga roaring from the Jordan, the Jabba Jipper when I get stoned like Sharon from Slipper. Equipped up, riggedy rip the microphone to shreds. Dread, yo, come and hit these niggas in the well, head. Connect the my head. Rhymes like Lego, so let go my ego. I burn you like Waco, you need more than Mako. I take it to your crew and keep it moving like a U-Haul. I made a school yard, riggedy faggots like RuPaul. I throw a screwball and strike out the MC. And if he tempts me, I knock him out like Jack Dempsey. I burned some sense, see the chaser with the Guinness. The illest, now hit me with the hook because I'm finished. I'm finished. The hop, you don't stop.
She jumps into another, I then commit suicide. Hey,